And the second edition of A Community Connection this morning, I get to spend a little bit of time with some representatives of K-Life of Bartlesville, Chapter Director Jesse Wright. And Jesse, first of all, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
And we've got an opportunity, first of all, to invite people to an event. Before we get there, for those who maybe are relatively new to the community or for some reason or other, and I say this with a smile on my face, had their head under a rock for about 30 years, what is K-Life? What's the mission? And how are you getting it done?
Yes, sir. K-Life of Bartlesville, or Bartlesville K-Life, as we call it, has been here in the community for 30 years. And it's purely by God's grace. And we exist to impact a youth culture for Christ. And we do that by forming relationship with the youth of Bartlesville in small groups and all within the context of the Bible, of God's Word. And so we form small groups of kids from grades 6 through 12. And we recruit volunteer leaders. We have leaders that are college students at Oakwu, young professionals in the community, some parents, and some high school leaders. And they lead these small groups of kids. And they do weekly Bible studies and just do life with kids. Go to games. We're all over the place all the time.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair assessment. I like the phrase, do life with kids, because it's going on in real time. And I think, you know, you seem to specialize, as I look at it, oversimplified, if I were to put it all in one sentence, making friends and enjoying life.
Yes, sir. Yeah, all while pointing kids to the gospel and to Jesus.
Amen. You've got a local physical facility. I've just always heard referred to as the K-Life House, and we've been around again as a place for people to meet and make friends and do the rest of what you do.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've been really blessed over the years with, now we have two facilities, two houses, if you will, one across the street from the high school and one across the street from Central Middle School. And it's awesome because these kids get dropped off in the morning. We have small groups in the morning with kids, and parents provide breakfast, and then they get to walk over to school and hopefully engage their friends with stuff that they talked about in small group.
Yeah, which I said off the air, particularly in high school age, I would not have been a morning person. my parents, I'm sure there were some days they had to get me out the door, and I arrived somewhere around 20 seconds before class started. It was just... would not have been a pretty sight.
Yeah.
After school, different story.
But. Yeah, it's amazing when you get 20-something sixth grade boys up in the morning for a small group. Bible study, and the big draw is donuts.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
As always.
Yeah, feed them and they will come. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Maybe they didn't learn that when I was in school. I don't know. But I think it's great. You seem to be able to get them out the door and start the day with at least most of them a smile on their face.
Yes, sir. Hopefully.
You got an event coming up tonight that the general community is involved, right?
Yes, sir. And I'm here with Michelle Robertson, one of our campaign chairs, and I'll let her tell you a little bit more about that tonight.
Sounds like a great thing. Michelle, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome, Charlie. Thanks for having us this morning.
And I think when it comes to the event, we might as well say it starts at 5 o'clock, right?
That's right. And so if you get off work at 5 or even a little after, it goes until 6:30. We would love for you to swing by the Delaware House. It's at 714 Delaware Avenue on that south side, or rather east side of Central Middle School. And this has been something that we are so excited to share with Bartlesville. We started a campaign to raise $3 million in the early part of 2015. And through some early gifts, and one of our largest donors to this particular project are the Kimry families, Shirley, Pee-wee, Brian, Kim, Roy, and Star. And we just really appreciate the generosity of the Kimry families so that we could go ahead and remodel the Delaware House for our Central Middle School students. We have an additional four staff this year. So we have two paid staff women and two men that minister and guide small groups for middle school students and high school students. And our two girl staff are living in the newly remodeled home. And we just want to share it with everyone. It's beautifully done. We've had some board members that have worked tirelessly and very frugally on this project, and it's just really beautiful. Charlene and Mike Pierman gifted the property to us many years ago, and it was in real need of repair. And so now it's safe and it's inviting. And we just couldn't be happier to be at this point in the campaign.
And reading between the lines, I'll say, just because it's kind of the most boards follow the 80-20 rule, that 20% of the board does about 80% of the work. Some of that work is physical, actual hammer and nails. Mm-hmm. Some of it is out, you know, doing the fundraising.
Right.
But I hear different things about your board. You've got a really engaged board.
I think it is because of the type work we do. I feel like most of the time, and I can't say that we're perfect people, but I think most of the time what we try to do is God-directed. And I think when your motivation is that, it really changes how well things turn out and how well people cooperate.
And some of the work on the structure, I'm sure, has actually been done by either the residents or prospective residents, kind of a sweat equity sort of thing.
A lot of the tear-out and demolition was done by board and our campaign cabinet members. Mm-hmm. And then Gorman Construction did most of the remodel.
Nice to get some professionals in there.
Absolutely. I would not take credit for any of the structural parts that were going on, but we could definitely tear it down.
Yeah.
We weren't as trustworthy to build it back up again.
Well, do you want the nails to go in straight? And I know that's the small part of it, I know, but it's something that I think we can all relate to.
We want those kids to be safe.
Yeah. And so it's nice to have the professionals. And I think we've got, you mentioned Gorman Construction, one of our quality mm-hmm. folks here in town. This is something that you've been certainly working on, dreaming about for a long time.
It is. Several of us got together in 2015 after we sold our downtown property. We met there for many, many years, mm-hmm. and it was great, but we had increasing number of kids coming into the program. Parking was an issue. The kids were jaywalking. We don't want them to do that. We didn't have a green space. So it really wasn't ideal for what we wanted to do. And so we had an opportunity to sell that property. And then we began looking for K-Life's home. And we thought for a time that might be the canteen. And when the Mutual Girls Club won the bid on that, it's been a great fit for them. We're thrilled that they have that property. We began to think, okay, so what do we need? We need a canteen that's within walking distance of the high school. At that time, we knew we would soon have freshmen and sophomore non-driving students. We wanted them to have access to our property and to be able to get back to school. And I have to give a lot of credit to Jimmy Webb. He went around and knocked on doors, literally knocked on all the doors that face the high school, and asked people to sell their homes to K-Life. And we actually had five families that said, sure, we'll sell. And we ended up buying the property that we currently have on Hillcrest Drive. And we approached the city about building what we're hoping to be able to build within the next year. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, you need 2 acres to do what you want to do. And we were able to buy 2 rental properties. We signed a use agreement with the school board to use their parking lot. Mm-hmm. And all that property together was 1.9 acres. And the city gave us the variance to be able to proceed the way we want to do. And we're meeting currently in the barn that's on the property, but it's not up to code. And so long as we can show progress in our fundraising efforts to build an appropriate facility, the city's been great to let us meet there temporarily.
Yeah. And I would have to say, if you're not showing progress, it would be discouraging to you and your board.
It would.
So we need to, you know, look at the progress on that. I was able to pick up some numbers. What I have in front of me, and I assume this is all up-to-date and accurate stuff, just $1.6 million just on the construction and renovation project alone, right?
That's right, and that included the remodel that we've done so far at the Delaware property, and it will include building a brand new facility at the high school property.
Wow. Yeah, so that says a lot. You know, if you're asking for $3 million and at least half of that, more than mm-hmm. half, but at least half is going right into the structure itself, that says a lot.
And we've just been very encouraged. We are currently at $2.3 million, and that's just these million-dollar numbers, Charlie, are well, awkward for me. They're huge, a lot of digits there.
Well, and I'll compare it just so the listeners have some idea. The goal against this year for the United Way is 2.4. So you're asking for a bigger ask than
that's what, right.
You know.
And K-Life has never in the 30-year history had a campaign like this one. Our annual operating budget runs around $120,000, and a lot of that is just given by families that are close to K-Life. Mm-hmm. We receive no outside funding. And, you know, in this day and age, if you're a ministry, it's even harder to get funding. We have approached several foundations, and we are so thrilled to say that the Lion Foundation was our first leadership gift. They gave
That's
us $1 million in the beginning of the campaign, and we were able to leverage that with other foundations and other individuals and groups. And the Parsons Family Foundation has awarded us a very generous grant of $50,000. We received money from the Richardson Foundation, and also from the Bartlesville Community Foundation, and many, many generous individuals to bring us to that 2.3. I would say the maybe one of the most exciting things that happened in April, the Mabee Foundation in Tulsa awarded us a challenge grant in the amount of $250,000 if we will reach our $3 million goal by April 11th of next year. And so that's a win it, you keep it, you don't make your goal, you lose it. So mm-hmm. it's kind of an all or nothing proposition. So it really puts the pressure on to get to that $3 million goal, because we would love to have that $250,000 dedicated to that
so
new property at the high school.
It is now September 26th. Are you already hearing that little tick, tick, tick in the background somewhere along the way?
Oh, yeah. I felt it the last 2.5 years, but... it amazes me. There's so many big stories, so many little stories of how God provides. And I think that's the lesson that my husband and I have learned. The biggest lesson is that, you know, this is something that God is doing. And to us, it's a perfect example of equipping the called and not calling the equipped, because we have certainly been mentored and helped along the way. And I think it's made us more generous people, because we see the generosity of people in our community, and I think that's infectious.
No, we have a lot of giving people in this community.
We absolutely
do. And part of what you and I are trying to do this morning is, if they didn't know, just to say, here is a reason, here is an outlet for your generosity. Mm-hmm. And I think it sounds as though you're already starting to make a case. You're investing in lives of young people.
That's right. And Jesse can speak more directly to the connection that he sees every single day with the young people in town.
Well, again, Jesse, it all, you know, if you don't have the building, it's difficult to bring the people in the front door. But you've got the people coming in the front door. And I'm trying to get what I think I hear you saying is, right now the walls are kind of bulging a little bit. You need more space.
Yes, sir. We definitely do. We definitely do need more space. And so that's one of the biggest needs that we had starting this campaign, is to just have good places for kids to meet and to hang out and, in a fellowship. And,
yeah.
Kind of like I said earlier, but kind of do life. And that's our job as staff, is just to hang out with kids, and we need places to do that.
How cognizant are the kids that walk in the front door of, you know, this mission as far as we need more space? Are they, you know, out kind of being informal spokesman for what's going on?
I think kids really realize it whenever they have to sit on the floor.
Yeah.
During our meeting time, because we don't have enough chairs or space for them to sit.
You could have the chairs, but you still get no space.
Yes, sir. Yeah. But it's been really neat to see kind of kids get really excited about it as they hear about what's going on. They get really starting to get really excited about, oh man, it'd be cool if we had this, or cool, or, you know, just. And a lot of these older kids that are excited about it aren't really going to get to see the fruit of it until they're out in college. But I think it's neat for them to be able to look back and say, like, hey, I was a part of that building phase about when all this started happening. They can look back and say that.
And yet I have to believe, just thinking about the whole high school age group, this dream is part of their dream right now.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I would say so.
And so it's very likely that the students already have the habit of coming back when they're on college breaks, summertime, whatever it might be. They're checking in. How's it going? Do you realize I spent X number of hours here per year when I was your age, sort of thing?
Yes, sir. It's been really neat to be a part of this process. I've had, since I've been here living in Bartlesville for 4 years now, I've had several people that were college leaders or old staff guys that did my job, or mm-hmm. even old just K-Life kids. Okay. Whenever they come back in Bartlesville for whatever random reason it may be, they've reached out to me just, and these are guys that I don't know from Adam, and they just reached out and said, hey, I'd love to catch up and just hear about how K-Life's doing. It meant so much to me whenever I was there. And that's just a testament to the people of Bartlesville and the community, that people want to come back to their hometown and visit, and just how invested they were whenever they were here. Even if they didn't realize it, mm-hmm. when they get to college or when they graduate from college, they see like, man, my formative years were when I was in this ministry. And even though I might not have got it then, the stuff that these guys said stuck with me, and now it makes sense later down the road, and that's been really neat. That's my favorite part of the job.
And it's probably some of the best stories. 18 months later, whatever, you mm-hmm. pick the number, all of a sudden they come back and they say, it clicked. Mm-hmm. I understand now.
Yeah, that's really, my favorite part is in the summertime and in school breaks, whenever, especially now being here for 4 years, guys that were seniors, past seniors that I knew, and coming back and seeing where they are in their relationship with Christ and hearing about the cool stuff that they're doing at college. Because that's our mission, is to prepare these kids for how to live this Christian life whenever they move out of their parents' house, how to have a relationship with Jesus, how to study their Bible, how to be in a small group, and just what that looks like whenever they grow up and they don't have their parents chauffeuring them or pushing them towards this, and it's their own faith.
Yeah.
And that's the whole goal.
Michelle, you looked like you were about ready to jump in the pool here.
Oh, how could you tell? I just got really excited because as a parent, I mean, the reason I'm involved in this is because what I've seen it do for my own children and for my family. My oldest son is 20 years old. He's a junior at Oklahoma State. Go Pokes. And anyway, it was just wonderful as he began that transition from high school to college. He purposely looked for something at his school that would mimic and be like his small group in high school. And I think all of the boys in his small group, I knew them fairly well. They went to all different universities. They went to Arkansas, OU, K-State, A&M, and they all, SMU, they all looked for something that would replicate that small group feeling, that would, one, hold them accountable, and two, really encourage them. And I'm sorry, I'm getting just a little bit emotional, but
that's okay.
We lose so many of our young people during that college phase of their life. They leave our religions. They leave Christ. And I think a lot of it is because they don't know why they believe what they believe. And Jesse and the small group leaders challenge them to understand why that is. They ask those questions. And all kids struggle. And, you know, we always think that the current generation is just more pitiful than the previous one. But I think it's always hard for people when they're becoming adults. What do they believe? Why do they believe it? And they face a lot of challenges. So when they can share those issues and struggles with their peers and be encouraged and learn what God says about that, you know, that's an incredible thing. So it was just really encouraging to see my son actively look for that. And it has really been a huge blessing for him as he's gone through his college. Well, he's not quite there yet, but as he's gone through the first 2.5 years of college.
Yeah, well, at least it shows, you know, the road. Let's. I want to get back to the meeting tonight and people that, you know, you're going to obviously have your supporters. They're going to be there already. They'll be, if they haven't already written the check, they'll be ready to write a check tonight for $20, $200, whatever it might be. But it's the rest of the community that says, you know, we really weren't plugged in. And hopefully they'll be coming tonight to hear more about what's going on.
That's right. And it will be an informal affair. So there'll be our board members with name tags on. So if you're looking for someone to ask questions to, there'll be people there that you can do that. And who doesn't love a good before and after? We'll have pictures of before.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get to see the after. It'll be like a mini HGTV episode. I think that people really get a thrill out of that, and it's been wonderful for us to see.
You may not be able to tie it all together in 52 minutes, but that's okay. This is an opportunity literally for somebody to still get in on the ground floor to say,
absolutely,
you know, I invested my dollars in this facility, which in turn brings people in the front door.
That's right. And the difference, I think, with this sort of campaign is your dollars will have an eternal impact. They really will. Sometimes we don't know what will happen when a young person is involved in our group. Sometimes we see the benefits immediately, but sometimes we don't. And we never know that those seeds that are planted right now, what kind of harvest will come from that person later in their life. And I think Jesse had a great story about that. He received a letter from a young person. I think they were in their 30s. And they had been involved in Bartlesville K-Life. I think they had just come to a couple of meetings. Jesse, will you share that?
Yeah, a few years ago, I wasn't the one that received a letter, but one of the past K-Life
directors. You got to read it.
I did get to read it. It got circulated amongst past K-Life directors, which is really cool just being a part of that. And it's just very encouraging for us and our staff right now that the work that we're doing is not in vain. Because a lot of times, just like Michelle said, we don't see the fruit of these kids' relationships down the road. But we do get to hear these awesome stories. And a few years ago, one of the old chapter directors, Waylon Glenn, who lived here for a while, him and Adam Miller received an email from a grown man at that point in his 30s that had only been, just like Michelle said, had only been to a few events, but went on one of the K-Life retreats and got to hear the gospel presented at a night session by the chapter director at the time, Waylon, and it didn't really take, but he said a few years down the road, he was really struggling with substance abuse and had just had a divorce. And he just remembered in his email, he said that he remembered what was shared that night and gave his life to Christ all alone, reflecting back on the gospel that Waylon presented. And that's just one of probably the coolest part about getting to do ministry, any kind of ministry, is when people give their life to Christ. Mm-hmm. And all that was made possible by people in the community that supported K-Life. So just like Michelle said, people that donate to this ministry can have an eternal impact. If all that has happened in the past 30 years is that one guy gave his life to Christ, then it was worth it. And so that's what's really special about this community. And as I've lived here over the past 4 years, I've just really fallen in love with the people of Bartlesville and the community here and people that genuinely care about the next generation. And we have so many good things going with Mutual Girls Club, Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers Big Sisters, all these organizations that seek to reach the youth of the community. Mm-hmm. And K-Life is just one of those things that gets to have that eternal impact.
Well, I have a piece of literature in front of me that I got to look through a little bit before we went on the air. And I just, first of all, it's an image. I can't really describe the picture, but I can tell you the words that are on it. And I think it says some important things about what I believe you're trying to do. Fortify tomorrow. Investing, mentoring, strengthening. Just, I think the whole idea of you know, building fortifications, making the walls stronger, and then investing in not only the facility, but more importantly, the lives of the people that will walk through the doors.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and that's our campaign slogan, I guess, campaign motto, mm-hmm, is Fortify. And just like you said, it's all about shoring up a foundation and giving kids something that when they leave here, they're kind of armed and ready to face this increasingly secular culture that we have now. And that's, I mean, that's what we do, is we invest financially in kids, we invest emotionally in kids, and we invest spiritually in kids. And then we seek to mentor them and grow personal one-on-one relationships with kids. A lot of students now, or youth in America don't have, like, 50% of kids born now are born without fathers in their home, mm-hmm. and so they don't have someone that they can go to about the issues that they're facing in school, about spiritual questions, about just life questions in general. And that's our job, is to mentor them, but not from our own self or not from our own advice, but always pointing back to the truth of God's word. And then, yeah, strengthening them in their beliefs. Like, once these kids come to Christ and realize that this is how I want to live my life, not for myself, but for others, and for, it's like God, our motto is I'm third, right? God's first, others second, I'm third. And then strengthening them in their faith and giving them tools that they can hold on to whenever they leave Bartlesville, whenever that is.
But the person just inside the front door, whoever he or she may be, becomes at that moment the face of that mentor relationship.
Yes, sir.
You know, you talk about the now 30-year-old individual. If they were to poke their head in the front door, you would be the face they see.
Yes, sir. Me or one of our three other staff, yeah. And hopefully our volunteer leaders. And all of our leaders are trained and equipped to live life with these kids and to point them to God's word. And they've all have been thoroughly vetted, I can assure you. And yeah, so one of us, but we all have kind of like one mindset. We all know our mission and purpose of K-Life.
And part of it, again, for tonight and for the continuation of that $3 million goal, it comes down to the community investing their time, but more importantly right now, their dollars into that campaign goal, so that you can continue to build that facility physically, you know, roof, doors, floors, chairs, tables, phones, stuff that that can then be used in, you know, the rest of the mission.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
The meeting tonight, just a little bit on that again, starts at 5 o'clock or whenever you get there, goes on till about 6:30.
That's right. It's come and go. It's very casual, very informal, but I think you'll enjoy it. I hope. I know you start your day really early, Charlie, but it'd be wonderful if you could come by at 5 o'clock and give you a personal tour.
It would be fun. I'll try to make – I'm actually going to a 5 o'clock school board meeting, but, you know, I don't think it'll be a real long meeting, they will also hear about the need. And so, you know, will you be talking to people about planned giving as well? Maybe through not only meeting the initial goal of the $3 million, mm-hmm. but continuing the mission through everything from charitable gift of life insurance to you know, giving stock, other appreciable gifts as well?
That's right. We're set up to accept all of those items, real estate, stock certificates, and certainly all of that is tax deductible. And we'd be happy to work with you on that. And one thing that we're allowed to do is accept multi-year pledges. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way for families that are budgeting their charitable giving to kind of look at that over 3 years and to make a significant gift that we can count toward that maybe challenge grant that would just come in increments over a period of, you know, 1, 2, 3 years.
And
so monthly, weekly, we can set it up electronically, mm-hmm. for it to draft out of your account. We want to make it just as easy as possible. We have some great information. All the information that's in this brochure in front of you is on our website at bartlesville.klife.com. And so you can scroll through there and see the brochure in electronic form. You can find out who's on our campaign team, who's on our board, and you can donate online. Like I said, we want to make this really, really easy.
And while, again, yeah, you want people to come in the front door, look around, talk to you, mm-hmm. and actually share one-on-one. But if you can do it online, that's pretty painless.
Exactly, yeah.
and it brings people in the front door. Again, 17714 South Delaware, that's your location. And that's where the party is.
Hopefully that'll be where all the cars are tonight.
There's room for you. There's always room for one more in the parking lot. And it's going on tonight, starting at 5 o'clock, 5 to 6:30. And find out more about that maybe challenge grant and how you can get involved in completing the mission. News in just a bit.
And now, a message from the American Migraine Foundation.
It's an absolute nightmare. I was terrified.